Джаганишварам.
Джаганишварам.
Всевишні Божанські Личності.
Всевишні Божанські Личності.
Індра є рекав: «О великий демону, по твоїй мочі розуджування і по істрайності у преданому служенню, упрекос опасному положаю, видим да си савршені бахта Всевишні Божанські Личності, над душе і приятеля свакога». Смисъл. У Бхагават Гіті є речено: «Ям ладва чапарам лабхам, маняте надикам тадаха, ясмі стіто на дубке на гуру на пивичалляте». Утемеljena освісності Кришне, особа се никада не одвая од істине и достигавши то стање, сматра да нема већег добитка. Утемeljena у таквом положају, никада није потресена, чак ни усред највећих неприлига. Неокаљани бхакта никада није узнемирен ни у једној неугодној околности. Индра је био изненађен што је Вритрасура неузнемирен био утемeljen у преданом служењу господина, jer je takav mentalitet nemoguć za demona. Međutim, milošću Svevišnje Božanske Ličnosti svako može postati uzvišeni bhakta. Strio vajšas, tatašu dras, tepi janti parangatim. Čisti bhakta je siguran da će se vratiti kući nazad Bogu. Nadvladao si iluzornu energiju gospodina Višna i zahvaljujući tom oslobođenju odbacio demonski mentalitet i dostigao položaj uzvišenog bhakte. Smisao. Gospodin Višna je Maha Puruša, stoga onaj ko postane Vaishnava dostiže položaj Maha Puruše. Taj položaj je dostigao Maharaj Parikshit. U Padma Purani je na sljedeći način objašnjena razlika između poluboga i demona. Polubog je bhakta gospodina Višna, a demon je upravo suprotno. Višnu bhakta smrito daiva asura stadi parijaha. Vritrasuru su smatrali demonom, ali je u stvari bio veoma kvalifikovani bhakta ili maha puruša. Ako na neki način postanemo bhakta svevišnjeg gospodina, bez obzira na svoj položaj, možemo dostići položaj savršene osobe. To je moguće ako čisti bhakta pokuša da služi gospodina, izbavljajući nas na taj način. Zato Šukadeva Goswami kaže u Šrimad Bhagavatamu: Kirata hundra pulinda pulkaša abidra švamba javana kasadaha jenjeća papa jada pašraja šrajaha šudjanti tasmaj praba višnave namaha. Kirate hune andre pulinde pulkaše abire šumbe javane i ostale i članovi rase kasa i ostali odane grešnim djelatnostima mogu se pročistiti uzimajući utočište gospodinovi bhakta, jer je on vrhovna moć. Zato mu odajem sve ponizno poštovanje. Svako se može pročistiti ako uzme utočište čistog bhakte i oblikuje svoj karakter prema upustvu čistog bhakte. Tada se, čak i ako je Kirata, Andra, Pulinda ili bilo ko drugi, može pročistiti i uzdići na položaj Maha Puruše.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatya Desatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasani Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
In this words of the Bhagavatam, we hear once again of the great qualities of a devotee.
U ovim riječima Bhagavatama mi još jednom čujemo o velikim odlikama Bhakta.
And once again we question ourselves if we have attained those qualities.
I još jednom se upitamo da li smo mi dostigli te kvalitete.
A good example of someone who remained undisturbed even in great disturbing circumstances was Parikshit Maharaj.
I veliki primjer osobe koja nije se uznemirila čak i u prisustvu uznemirenja je Maharaj Parikshit.
Just like Vritasura prepares himself now to leave his body, Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing that he had only 7 more days to live, was also preparing himself.
Isto kao što se Vritasura pripremao da napusti svoje tijelo, tako je Maharaj Parikshit, nakon što je čuo da je prokunut, da će umreti za 7 dana, isto tako se pripremao da napušta svoje tijelo.
It said he fasted.
Rečeno je da je postio.
For 7 days.
7 dana.
Long time actually. When Bhima Nirjal Ekadasi comes, for most of us, it is the remembrance of the most, the biggest tests in the life.
Znači to je jako dugo vrijeme i kada dođe Bhima Nirjal Ekadasi, to je, su za nas u stvari najveći testovi u životu.
So, he didn't eat and didn't drink for 7 days and engaged his time just in hearing the pastimes of the Lord.
Znači on nije jeo ni pio 7 dana i svoje vrijeme je uključio samo u slušanju zabava gospodina.
It's very interesting to note, finally the snake approached in the disguise of a brahmana.
I konačno je došla ta zmija koja se preobukla.
The snake which was meant to kill Parikshit Maharaj would have never been able to pass through the many devotees and brahmanas if he was not disguised as that brahmana.
I znači ta zmija koja je trebala ugristi Maharaj Parikshita nikad ne bi mogla proći kroz tu veliku grupu bhakta zato što je bila zmija i onda je trebala se preobući.
Only one saint saw, oh here is the snake which will kill our emperor.
I samo jedan svetac vidio da to je u stvari zmija koja će ubiti naše kralje.
But the snake had brought jewels and gave that to that saint and said, you can take these jewels and you, I have to do my job, it is providence.
I zmija znači donijela dragulje i dala je tom svecu i rekla mu je da šuti zato što mora ispuniti svoje proročanstvo.
Now, when that dangerous killer of many people approached Parikshit Maharaj, he was silent.
I kada je znači taj opasni ubica koji je ubio već puno ljudi prišao Maharaj Parikshitu, on je ostao tih.
He looked towards the east.
I on je gledao prema istoku.
And he stopped his breathing.
I zaustavio svoje disanje.
And remembered Krishna and left the body.
I znači sjećao se Krishna i napustio svoje tijelo.
And then finally, that brahmana, that snake, you know, just took away the illusions of the brahmana she had created and revealed its form with wings and a very heavy body. Parikshit Maharaj had gone already.
I znači, kada je ta zmija odbacila svoje iluziju brahmane, i pokazala svoje ogromno zastrašujuće tijelo, čak sa krilima, Maharaj Parikshit je već napustio svoje tijelo.
Then the snake bit into his toe.
I onda je zmija ugrizla u njegov palac.
And by the fire of the poison, Maharaj Parikshit's body was immediately devoured and turned into a pile of ashes.
I znači snagom te vatre otrova, tijelo Maharaj Parikshita se odmah pretvorilo u jednu gomilu
But see, it is wrong to say that Maharaj Parikshit was killed by the snake.
I vidite, u stvari pogrešno je reći da je Maharaj Parikshit bio ubijen od strane te zmije.
It is right to say Krishna protected Maharaj Parikshit.
Pravilno je reći da je Krishna zaštitio Maharaj Parikshita.
And brought him into the safety of the eternal world before the snake could bite.
i doveo ga je u sigurnost vječnog svijeta prije nego što ga je zmija mogla ugristi.
This is so because Krishna he protects his devotees always.
To je zato što Krishna uvijek štiti svoje bhakte.
When he sees that there is someone who is a little serious, his first protection is to send him devotees.
I kada on vidi da je neko malo ozbiljan, njegova prva zaštita je da mu pošalje svoje bhakte.
Because by the contact with devotees, or association with devotees, Maya's influence can be decreased.
Znači, sa druženjem sa bhaktama, utjecaj Maje može biti smanjen.
This is very important also for us to understand.
To je isto jako važno za nas da razumijemo.
Sometimes a devotee comes into a difficult situation in his spiritual life.
I ponekad bhakta dođe u tešku situaciju u svom duhovnom životu.
Now, if at that time, let us say, at that time he should know that Krishna will first help through devotees.
I u to vrijeme on mora znati da će mu Krishna prvo pomoći kroz bhakte.
I have many times seen that devotees are not sufficiently aware of this, and when they are in difficulties, they sometimes even leave the association of devotees.
I ja sam vidio da nekad bhakte nisu toga svjesni i kada imaju ponekad te teškoće, onda čak napuste društvo bhakta.
That's not the correct thing to do, because Krishna will first reveal himself through devotees.
Znači, to nije u stvari pravilan način da to napravimo, zato što Krishna će se prvo otkriti kroz bhakte.
I want to read to you a very important verse in this connection, which is in the 22nd chapter of Madhya Lila, text number 43.
Želim vam sada pročitati jedan jako važan stih sa tim u vezi, koji je Madhya Lila, 22. poglavlje, stih 43.
There are unlimited conditioned souls who are bereft of Krishna's service.
Postoji bezbroj uslovljenih duša koji ne služe gospodina Krishna.
Not knowing how to cross the ocean of nations, they are scattered by waves, time and tide.
Ne znajući kako da pređu okeane znanja, bivaju raspršene talasima, vremenom i plimom.
However, some are fortunate to contact devotees.
Međutim, neke srećne duše dolaze u dodir s bhaktom.
And by this contact they are delivered from the ocean of nations.
I zahvaljujući tome bivaju izbavljene iz okeana neznanja.
Just as a log floating down a rijeka accidentally washes upon the bank.
Kao što deblo koje je ploveći niz rijeku slučajno se nasukalo na obalu.
Yes. So this is true in the beginning of our spiritual life when we come in contact with devotees, and that would be like the log floating down a river which becomes washed on the beach.
Znači, to je istina u početku našeg prednog služenja, kada dođemo u kontakt sa bhaktama, i to je kao deblo koje se nasukalo na obalu.
It is understood as soon as you come in contact with devotees, your term of material existence decreases.
I znači, čim dođemo u kontakt sa bhaktama, naš položaj u materijalnoj egzistenciji se smanjuje.
Give you an example. When someone is in the prison,
da vam dam jedan primjer, znači kada je neko u zatvoru,
he has, say, 25 years in the prison.
I recimo da on ima 25 godina u zatvoru.
Now, when he meets a representative of the government and gets a certain paper, this term of imprisonment may reduce to 4 days.
I znači, kada bi on sreo tog predstavnika vlade i dobio određeni papir, njegovo stajanje u zatvoru može se smanjiti na 4 dana.
This is exactly what happens when you meet devotees.
I to je tačno ono što se dogodi kada sretnete bhakte.
Your term of material existence decreases.
Znači, vaše vrijeme ostajanja u ovoj materijalnom egzistenciji se smanji.
It's reduced.
Je smanjeno.
Krishna writes you in his mercy book.
I Krishna vas upiše u njegovu knjigu milosti.
It's called the it's a knjiga milosti of Krishna. It is called Kripa Patra.
I stvarno je tako, postoji knjiga milosti od Krishne i ona se zove Kripa Patra.
Kripa means mercy, milosti, and Patra means list.
Znači Kripa znači milost, a Patra znači lista.
Lista, yes. So this happens, and then you are released from material existence.
I onda ste oslobođeni materijalne egzistencije.
Now it so happens that the prisoner who is released sometimes again becomes a criminal.
Inače imamo nekad slučaj da zatvorenik koji je oslobođen ponovo postane kriminalac.
Oh, the criminal gets doubts. Is it really good to leave them there in prison? I mean, there's so many people. I mean, should do what the majority does.
Znači, i kriminalac onda ima sumnje da li je dobro da živi sa svim ljudima ili da radi sve ono što većina radi.
That's when the devotee again develops material desires.
I to je kada bhakta ponovo razvije te materijalne želje.
And stops to surrender to Krishna.
I prestane se predavati Krishna.
Da,
to se može dogoditi.
At that time he must look for the association of devotees.
I u to vrijeme on mora gledati da se druži sa bhaktama.
My dear devotees, please help me.
Moji dragi bhakte, molim vas, pomozite mi.
Something went wrong in my head.
Nešto je pogrešno krenulo u mojoj glavi.
Sometimes we think at that time we must write a problem letter to our spiritual master.
I ponekad mislimo da moramo pisati pismo problem svom duhovnom učitelju.
Problema. We always write the same. Problema.
Mi uvijek pišemo isto. Problemi.
Yeah. No, we should take shelter of the Vaishnavas.
Ne, mi trebamo uzeti utočište Vaishnava.
Speak with them.
Razgovarati sa njima.
Get their advice.
Dobiti njihov savjet.
Follow them.
Slijediti ih.
Then we will come back to the transcendental platform and undisturbed where we can continue.
I onda ćemo doći na transcendentalnu platformu i neuznemireni možemo nastaviti.
The contact with these, see in our, we have to understand, in Krishna consciousness there are practices which have great power even of themselves.
Znači moramo razumjeti da u svjesnosti Krišne postoji prakticiranje koje ima veliku snagu samo po sebi.
The materialistic atheist, he says, well, the process of religion sometimes does work if a person is prepared to believe in it.
I nekad materialistički ateisti kažu da proces religije djeluje ako je osoba spremna da vjeruje u to.
Experiments have shown that if a patient believes that a certain medicine will heal, then by the power of this belief he somehow gets well after some time.
Znači, istraživanja su, eksperimenti su pokazali da ako pacijent vjeruje da će ga određena medicina izliječiti, onda on ima neku vjeru da će to se učiniti i on postaje bolje.
We once had a doctor on the farm.
Jedno smo imali doktora na farmi.
Who had a recommendation of Sri Vishnupada.
I on je imao preporuku od Sri Vishnupada.
So all the devotees believe this doctor is just wonderful. He's fully authorized.
I svi bhakti su mislili, ovaj doktor je predivan, potpuno autoriziran.
And I know a little bit about Ayurveda, just male. So I was interested to see what medicines he would prescribe to the devotees.
I pošto ja znam malo o Ayurvedi, onda sam htio vidjeti kakvu medicinu u stvari daje bhaktama.
And one day, and he wouldn't tell me.
I on mi nije htio reći.
One day I saw his assistant early in the morning going into the kitchen.
I jedno jutro, rano jutro sam vidio njegovog asistenta koji je išao u kuhinju.
And taking spices.
I uzimao začine.
And I became very interested. What is he doing with the spices? Maybe he is hungry and he cooks something.
I onda ja sam postao jako zainteresiran. Šta on radi sa tim začinima? Možda je gladan i želi nešto skuhati.
So I just followed him and he went in his room.
I onda ja sam ga slijedio i onda on ušao u svoju sobu.
Very interesting, I thought.
I ja sam mislio, da, to je jako interesantno.
And I chanted three rounds.
I onda ja sam mantrao tri kruga.
And then, without knocking, I just went into the room and said, Hare Krishna, how are you?
I onda bez kucanja ja sam ušao u sobu i rekao sam mu, Hare Krishna, kako si?
And I saw how he was just he has grounded all the spices.
I onda on je samljao sve te začine.
Only spices.
Samo začine.
And put them together in little bags.
I stavio ih zajedno u male torbice.
That was the medicine.
I to je bila medicina.
And it had worked.
I djelovalo.
Because all the devotees believed in this doctor.
Zato što su svi bhakti vjerovali u tog doktora.
You will be surprised, but this is a fact.
Vi ćete iznenađeni, ali to je činjenica.
This is the power of psychology.
I to je moć psihologije.
Therefore, you can simply use this power whenever you get sick. You just have a positive attitude to life.
I znači možete uvijek iskoristiti tu snagu kada postanete bolesni, samo imate pozitivni stav.
And then diseases will go away.
I onda će bolesti jednostavno otići.
If you become so mentally, oh, I'm sick, then the diseases become more.
I znači kad postanemo tako na mentalnom nivou, o, ja sam bolestan, onda ta bolest se razvije još više.
This works for many smaller diseases.
To znači djeluje za puno malih bolesti.
But not if your tooth get rotten, then you must go to the dentist.
Ali ne ako vam je truli zub, onda morate ići kod zubara.
I tried it. I personally am very afraid of dentists, so I tried this positive thinking, but it doesn't work with the teeth.
Ja sam personalno jako se bojim zubara i pokušao sam sa tim pozitivnim razmišljanjem, ali nije išlo.
Unfortunately.
Nažalost.
So, the point is, many atheists think that religion is simply a kind of wishful thinking.
I mnogi, znači, ti ateisti misle da je religija jednostavno to razmišljanje sa željama.
Yes, it works when you are convinced it will work.
I djeluje onda kada si ubijeđen da djeluje.
But this is not a fact.
Ali to u stvari nije činjenica.
The process or the processes of Krishna consciousness even work despite of you and despite of you having any knowledge about them.
Ali proces svjesnosti Krišne djeluje bez obzira na nas ili bez obzira da li imamo znanja.
Srila Prabhupada gave the example of fire.
Prabhupada je dao primjer vatre.
Which burns even if a little child does not know anything of fire and wants to touch it.
Koji prži čak i ako malo dijete koje ne zna ništa želi ga dotaknuti.
Then one of the many examples is Prahlad Maharaj, who in his previous life was a brahmana.
I jedan od mnogih primjera je Prahlad Maharaj koji je u svojem prijašnjem životu bio brahmana.
Unfortunately, he became highly attractive to a prostitute.
I nažalost postao jako privučen sa jednom prostitutkom.
And he sold his house and many of his riches and gave all the money for this woman.
I on je prodao svoju kuću i sva svoja bogatstva i dao novac toj ženi.
Yes, he even left his wife.
Da, on je čak napustio svoju ženu.
Now, this prostitute was of a very immoral character and after having taken everything from him, she began to talk openly with other men in his company.
Ta, znači, prostitutka nije bila tako moralnog karaktera. I onda nakon što je uzela sve od njega, ona je u društvu ostalih jednostavno govorila o njemu, tako mu se podsmješivala.
So, Prahlad became so sorry.
I Prahlad je postao toliko, mu je bilo žao.
I've given up my...
Ja sam napustio moju kastu.
I've given all my money.
Dao sam sav svoj novac.
And now she is just cheating me with other men.
I sada ona me vara sa drugim čovjekom.
I have not even won the affection of the prostitute.
Ja čak niti ne želim više ljubav toj
prostitutki. It is very bad.
To je jako loše.
I will go in the forest now.
Ja ću sada ići u šumu.
And I will kill myself.
I ubit ću se.
So he went in the shumu.
I onda je ona tušla u šumu.
Shumu. And he cried the whole day.
I tamo je plakao cijeli dan.
In the evening he came into a ruin.
I u navečer došao do ruševina.
Ruševina, yes. The ruševina. And he was crying inside because it had started to rain, cold rain.
I onda on je bio unutar tih ruševina i unutra je plakao jer je počela padati hladna kiša.
So the prostitute, when she saw that Prahlad was nowhere, also felt very sorry.
I onda ta prostitutka koja je vidjela da nema nigdje Prahlada, isto je tako se osjećala jako me
žao. I have such an uncontrollable mind.
Ja imam tako nekontroliranu.
I can't be satisfied with one man.
Ja ne mogu biti zadovoljna sa jednim čovjekom.
Always my mind jumps to new men, chung 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 chung.
I moj um uvijek skače do novih ljudi.
Typical chanchala.
Tipični chanchala.
And she also went into the forest and began to cry.
I ona isto tako otišla u šumu i počela plakati.
And ran, and the wolves were howling. Hoo, 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 hoo,
I onda bila kiša.
It was just a very bad scene.
I onda bila kiša i ti kojoti su zavijali. Bila jako loša scena.
The cold rain was coming.
I ta hladna kiša je bila tu.
And she also went to the same Ružana.
I ona otišla u tu istu ruševinu.
Ruševina, yes. And she's also cried the whole night. He was in one corner. Plažanam, plažanam, plažanam. She was there. Plažanam, plažanam, plažanam.
I onda ona otišla, znači isto tamo, i plakala je cijelu noć. On je bio u jednom uglu, je plakao, ona je bila u drugom.
Yeah. And because there was so much pain in the heart, they didn't hear each other.
I zato što je bilo toliko puno boli u srcu, nisu niti čuli jedno drugo.
In the morning when the sun rose, the look where the other sun was coming.
I onda ujutro, kada se diglo sunce, onda je jedan čuo drugoga kako jecaju.
And they saw each other.
I onda su vidjeli jedno drugo.
And the wife, the prostitute, felt very sorry.
I onda prostitutka, njoj bilo jako žao.
And paid her obeisances.
I odala je svoje poštovanje.
Like it is often done in the grihastha ashram.
Kao što je to obično se čini u grihastha ashramu.
There's often quarrel.
Zato što su često svađe.
Then finally, when this misery is too big, then both of them, oh, please accept my humble obeisances.
I onda kada je patnja prevelika, onda oboje kažu, o, molim te, primi moje ponizno poštovanje.
It's ordinary human life.
To je obični ljudski život.
So then Prahlad says, oh, yeah, yes, and they embraced, and everything was moshe.
I onda je Prahlad Maharaj rekao da, i onda su se zagrlili, i onda je sve bilo može.
And they continued to live as normal.
I onda su nastavili živjeti kao normalno.
Now, little did they know that this day transformed the whole life.
I oni nisu znali stvari da je taj dan transformirao njihov cijeli život.
Because that day was Nrisimha Chaturdasi.
Zato što je taj dan bio Nrisimha Chaturdasi.
They fasted, complete fast.
Oni su postili, totalni post.
And that Ruzhaninsky, or what is it?
Ruševine.
Ruševine. Oh, I never learned it. this was an old temple of Prahlad of Nrisimhadev from another millennium.
I taj ruševine su stvari bile jedan stari hram od Nrisimhadeva iz prošlog, od jednog drugog milenijuma.
So without their knowledge.
I znači bez njihovog znanja.
They had contact with two powerful processes of devotional services.
Oni su imali kontakt sa dva moćna procesa predanog služenja.
That is fasting on an appearance day of an incarnation.
Znači, pošćenje na dan pojave inkarnacije.
And visiting the temple of the Lord.
I posjećivanje hrama gospodina.
And in their next life, they were were again born, this Brahmana became the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj.
Znači, u sljedećem životu oni su ponovo bili roženi. Taj Brahmana je bio Prahlad Maharaj.
And the prostitute became his wife, the queen.
A prostitutka je postala njegova žena, kraljica.
You know, when you, in our modern times, when they ask, when they tell people what they were the last life, they always say, you were a queen and a king and, you know, never a street sweeper of Rijekai.
Znači, kada u modernom životu brižemo tim koji nam govore o prošlom životu, onda uvijek kažu, a u prošlom životu ste bili kralj, kraljica, nikad ne kažu, bili ste čistač ulice u Rijeci.
So no, here they were very little fallen in their previous lives.
Ali oni su bili malo pali u svom prošlom životu.
So this brings us, or brings the point that Krishna consciousness has potency in its own.
Znači, to nas dovodi do jedne poante da svjesnost Krišne ima snagu sama po sebi.
They didn't imagine anything.
Oni nisu ništa zamišljali.
They didn't even know that they were at a temple, or that it was Nrisingha Chaturdashi.
Oni čak nisu znali da su bili u hramu ili da je bio Nrisingha Chaturdashi.
But still it worked.
Ali ipak je djelovalo.
So therefore, let us have faith in the process of devotional service.
I zato hajde da imamo vjeru u proces predanog služenja.
Wherever there's something to do for Krishna, we should do it.
Kad god imamo priliku da nešto napravimo za Krishnu, mi to trebamo napraviti.
Especially service which is in relation to spreading Krishna consciousness, like distributing the knjige.
Specijalna služba koja je namijenjena da širimo svjesnost Krishne kao što je dijeljenje knjiga.
We sometimes may not feel that this is actually very beneficial.
Mi ponekad ne možemo osjećati da je to u stvari jako dobrotvorno.
We sometimes may feel only the external aspects of the service, which is the heavy work.
I mi ponekad samo osjećamo to vanjski aspekt prednog služenja koji je težak rad.
But there is a very deep internal potency in all the activities of devotional service.
Ali postoji jako duboka unutrašnja snaga u svim aktivnostima predanog služenja.
And for that, we need to practice Krishna consciousness with full faith.
I za to trebamo prakticirati svjesnost Krishne sa potpunom vjerom.
Yes. And we should know that a very important stimulus for Krishna consciousness always remains the association of devotees.
I moramo, znači, znati da jako važan stimulant u svjesnosti Krišne je da uvijek ostanemo u društvu bhakta.
Throughout the process of devotion, throughout devotional service, this remains very important.
I kroz cijelo predano služenje to ostaje jako važno.
We sometimes are not sufficiently aware how necessary it is to keep enlivening Krishna conscious association.
Znači, mi ponekad nismo svjesni toga koliko je važno potrebno imati to oživljavajuće društvo koje je svjesno Krišna.
We sometimes take our association to for granted.
I ponekad uzimamo to naše društvo kao za sigurno.
But we and then we sometimes begin to talk about mundane subjects.
I onda počnemo govoriti o tim svjetovnim stvarima.
This is very sad.
To je jako tužno.
It's like someone who has a bicycle and who continues to move on foot.
To je kao kad neko ima biciklu i nastavlja hodati.
We are in the association of devotees. We have a great opportunity to advance.
I mi smo u društvu bhakta i imamo veliku šansu da napredujemo.
But we must use this opportunity.
Ali moramo iskoristiti tu mogućnost.
By serving the Vaishnavas.
Slušajući Vaishnave.
And by hearing about their Krishna conscious realizations.
Slušajući njihove realizacije koje su svjesne Krishne.
Doing together with them devotional service such as kirtan or spreading of Krishna consciousness.
Obavljajući zajedno sa njima predano služenje kao što je kirtan ili propovjedanje, širenje svjesnosti Krishne.
I think you all liked the kirtan in this Omaya town.
Ja mislim da ste svi vi voljeli kirtan u tom Omaya gradu.
Ja, in the Saupatya Omaya. One of the reasons was because you were also fired up in chanting the holy name together.
Znači, jedan od razloga je bilo da ste bili zapaljeni za pjevanje Mahamantre zajedno.
You were actually practicing the Yuga Dharma.
Vi ste stvari prakticirali Yuga Dharmu.
The process given by God for this age.
I to je proces koji je dan od strane Boga za ovo doba.
That's very pleasurable.
I to daje jako puno zadovoljstva.
You were associating with each other on a totally spiritual level.
I vi ste se družili jedan sa drugim na totalno duhovnom nivou.
When you hear kirtan, there are four things which you can observe to get into a nice kirtan mood.
Znači, kada radimo kirtan, postoje četiri stvari koje možemo primijetiti da uđemo u to lijepo raspoloženje kirtana.
The first thing is, when you start kirtan, you should concentrate on Krishna.
Znači, prva stvar je kada počnemo kirtan, trebamo se koncentrirati na Krishnu.
You're not going to the kirtan like you would go to a dance performance, but you, kirtan means to glorify Krishna.
Znači, ne idemo u kirtan da bi, kad idemo kao na neki ples, nego imamo kirtan da bi slavili Krishnu.
Have you ever thought about this?
Da li ste ikad mislili o tome?
When you sing the Guru Puja, you're glorifying Srila Prabhupada.
I kada pijamo Guru Puja, mi stvari slavimo Srila Prabhupada.
So our consciousness should be fixed where our words are.
I naša
That's
svijest...
the first thing.
Znači, to je prva stvar, naša svjesnost treba biti ufiksirana tamo gdje naše riječi, gdje su naše riječi.
Then there's when you chant like this, you should also dance for the pleasure of Krishna.
I onda kada tako pjevate, onda morate isto i plesati za zadovoljstvo Krishna.
If you start a kirtan wrongly by putting yourself into the center, it will not work. It won't be such a transcendental experience.
I ako pogrešno počnete kirtan stavljajući sebe u centar, onda neće biti tako transcendentalno iskustvo.
But if you chant for the pleasure of Krishna, dance for the pleasure of Krishna, then it is actually very spiritual.
Ali ako pjevate za zadovoljstvo Krishne i plešete za zadovoljstvo Krishne, onda je jako, jako duhovno.
Then, Prabhupada encouraged the devotees to let their, to ride, so to say, on the waves of transcendental emotion.
I onda je Prabhupada je ohrabrio bhakte da, tako kažemo, jašu na valovima transcendentalnih emocija.
In other words, when you feel genuine pleasure in the kirtan.
Drugim riječima, kada osjećamo to veliko zadovoljstvo u kirtanu.
That is wanted.
To je poželjno.
That might be the beginning of spiritual, real spiritual emotions.
I to može biti početak pravih duhovnih emocija.
So you can go on the waves of pleasure.
I onda možemo ići na tim valovima zadovoljstva.
Of course, you know, sometimes devotees are a little... Sahajiya, this is unfortunately happening, but I'm not speaking of this, obviously.
Znači, naravno, ponekad bhakte su tom sahajiya raspoloženju, ali ja očigledno ne govorim o tome.
So, then, there is another very nice advantage of kirtan.
I, znači, onda postoji jedan jako, jako dobar napredak u kirtanu.
That's the chorus of the devotees.
I to je kor. Bhakta.
Yeah. Kor. When you are doing your individual japa,
kada radimo našu individualnu japu,
you do not hear the, you only hear yourself.
Onda samo čujemo sebe.
But when you do kirtan, you should listen to the chorus sometimes.
I onda kada radimo kirtan, onda trebamo ponekad slušati i ko.
There are many great souls in the kirtan.
Postoji jako puno velikih duša u kirtanu.
Who glorify the Lord according to their realization.
Koji slave gospodina u skladu sa njihovim realizacijama.
Some of these devotees have gone a long way.
Neki od tih bhakta su prošli dugi put.
Through many births and death, they finally have reached on the platform where they can sing Krishna's holy name.
Oni su prošli mnoga rođenja i smrti i došli su konačno na tu platformu na kojoj mogu pjevati slave Krishna.
So that's very desirable to hear such a chorus.
I jako je poželjno čuti takav kor.
It's very meditative.
Jako je meditativno.
And inspirational.
I inspirativno.
We should not become... we should remember this.
Trebamo se toga sjećati.
These are four rules which I hope will help you.
Znači, to su četiri pravila koje se nadam da će vam pomoći.
Sing for Krishna.
Pjevaj za Krishna.
Dance for Krishna.
Pleši za Krishna.
When spiritual emotions come, ride on the waves.
Kada dođu duhovne emocije, onda jašite na tim valovima.
And finally, listen, solution to the chorus of the devotees.
I konačno, slušajte kor bhakta.
When you do these four things, your kirtan will become very transcendental.
I kada radimo te četiri stvari, onda naš kirtan će biti jako transcendentalan.
So I want to end here. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions?
Hvala vam jako puno. Želim ovdje završiti. Da li imate neko pitanje?
Mili voj.
Yes, I have a question related to the last point which you mentioned. The question is it any difference between when we are listening devotees when they are chanting singing together the holy names, in a light position?
In a what? Light?
Life,
okay, life, yes. Life kirtan.
Yes, life kirtan. And when we are listening to the cassette which is recorded, what is the difference on the focusing our mind, concentrating in this holiday?
I once have asked this question also to a great devotee. Oh yes, translation.
Možda možeš prevesti. Yeah.
Zanima, koja je razlika kada slušamo sve to ime, recimo uživo, kada bhakti pjevaju, kao što je Guru Mahanić objasnio da je to jedna od četvrte te poante, da je jako važno, znači slušati sve to ime uživo, ili kad slušamo kirtan, to na kazeti.
I have heard that it is not the same.
Ja sam čuo da nije isto.
Because there is something the cassette cannot capture.
I postoji nešto što kazeta ne može uhvatiti.
See, it's just like when you take a photo of Artada.
To je kao kada bi uzeli sliku Artade prvo.
There is something which the photo apparat cannot capture of him.
I postoji nešto što foto aparat ne može uhvatiti od njega.
His atmosphere.
Njegovu atmosferu.
His character.
Njegov karakter.
His different expressions.
Njegove različite izraze.
Therefore, Astavada Prabhu, when you asked him about pictures of Radha Madan Mohan, he says it's not possible to photograph Radha Madan Mohan.
I Astavada Prabhu, kada govori o slikama Šiđi Radha Madan Mohan, on kaže nije moguće fotografirati Radha Madan Mohan.
There's something which the photo apparat cannot capture of the Radha Madan Mohan.
I postoji nešto što foto ne može uhvatiti vaše širada malo moha.
So in the same way, mechanical means, like the tape recorder, are not able to capture everything of the devotee.
Znači, na sličan način, taj stvari koje hvata taj kazetofon, ne može uhvatiti te stvari, bhakta.
Therefore, you have to also visit the temple.
Zato moraš isto posjetiti hram.
Especially as a grihasta.
Specijalno kao grihasta.
See, there is a ITV, our inter, what is it, ITV, ISKCON television, has one reklama.
I ISKCON televizija ima jednu reklamu.
It's about a man, a grihasta, who lives in Los Angeles.
O jednom čovjeku koji je grihasta, koji živi u Los Angeles.
And who is too lazy to come to the Mangala Arati.
Koji je previše lijen da bi došao na Mangala Arati.
And whenever it's 4:15.
I kad god je 4:15.
He gets up in his bed.
On ustane iz svog kreveta.
He has his pair of cards already next to his, you know, pillow.
I ima jedan par karatala pored njegovog ležaja.
He puts the Arati cassette in the ISKCON the ITV RRT video cassette in the video player, then he pays obeisances in his bed when the curtain goes up.
I onda stavi ITV video kasetu. I onda u svom krevetu odaje poštovanje.
Then he sits. Sangsaradava.
I onda sjedne i onda tako pjeva.
And when the Jai Om starts, the Jai Om prayer starts.
I onda kada počne Jai Om molitve.
He makes Dandavat in his bed.
I onda pravi Dandavat u svom krevetu.
And when the last Srila Prabhupada, TJ or whatever is there, then he just remains in the obeisances and keeps on sleeping.
I onda kada je zadnji Jaya Srila Prabhupada, onda on sam ostane u svojoj poziciji i nastavi spavati.
And the reklama, it's a joking reklama.
To je znači šaljiva reklama.
Buy ITV cassettes.
I kaže, kupi ITV kasete.
It makes life easier.
Čini život lakšim.
The experience is really not the same.
Znači, iskustvo stvarno nije isto.
There's many dimensions of a real life experience. Hari!
Na koji način je potpuno predati svoju vjeru Krišni kada ima mogućnost da vidimo na neku baku dolaze, neko vrijeme slijede proces i onda napusti proces?
In which way we can offer our full faith to Krishna when we see that some devotees are coming and practicing for some time and then going?
Very good question.
Jako dobro pitanje.
You must ask yourself the question, why are they going?
I sebe moraš pitati jedno pitanje, zašto oni odlaze?
And if you find that the reasons why they are going can be avoided.
I ako nađeš da razlozi zašto oni odlaze mogu biti izbjegnuti,
then you can have faith that you can become a lifelong devotee.
I onda možeš imati vjeru da možeš postati život, cijeli život bhakta.
Yes, your question is very good, you know. You want to know if you can invest your whole life in Krishna consciousness.
I tvoje pitanje je jako dobro, zato što ti želiš znati da li možeš investirati cijeli svoj život u svjesnost Krišne.
Now, Srila Prabhupada has given two reasons why a devotee sleeps.
I Srila Prabhupada je dao dva razloga zašto bhakte odlaze.
He said one reason is they commit offenses.
I jedan razlog je da oni čine uvrede.
And then Krishna doesn't tolerate them in the process of devotional service.
I onda ih Krishna ne tolerira u procesu predanog služenja.
Another reason which is given by Prabhupada is that he was not properly engaged in devotional service.
I još jedan razlog je koji je dao Srila Prabhupada je da taj bhakta nije pravilno angažiran u predanom služenju.
And Srila Prabhupada said this was is a fault also of the managers.
I Srila Prabhupada je rekao to isto tako greška oni koji su menadžeri.
So if you can avoid committing offenses,
i ako možeš izbjeći činjenje uvreda,
and if you can positively engage yourself in devotional service,
i ako se možeš pozitivno angažirati u predano služenje,
then you can, then there is no problem.
I onda nema problema.
Now you might think, ooh, is it possible?
I sada možeš misliti, da li je to moguće?
Sometimes materialist, there is a materialistic argument which maybe your mother or father will offer. It goes like this.
I znači ponekad postoji taj materialistički argument koji možda tvoj otac ili majka mogu ponuditi.
Yeah, but such a devotee, you know, he gives the best years of his life. He stops maybe even his education.
Takav bhakta u stvari daje najbolje godine svog života, on čak možda i prestane svoje naučavanje, školovanje.
And afterwards he just runs away.
I onda nakon toga on samo pobjegne.
Then he is a loser.
Onda je gubitnik.
Because he has not learned anything.
Zato što ništa nije naučio.
And the energy of youth is gone.
I energija mladosti je otišla.
But that is not the Bhagavatam doesn't accept this argument.
Ali Bhagavatam ne prihvata taj argument.
The Bhagavatam says any time spent in the devotional service, that's to the eternal credit of the conditioned soul.
Znači Bhagavatam kaže da bilo koje vrijeme potrošeno u predanom služenju ima vječan kredit.
And for sure such a devotee will continue where he left.
I zasigurno takav bhakta će nastaviti tamo gdje je stao.
So sometimes you see, when I see devotees leaving Dolores, my feeling is like this.
Znači, kada ja vidim bhakte koji odlaze, ovako se osjećam.
The heart feels heavy.
Znači, u srcu teško.
But at the same time, I try to think, well, this is a very fortunate person. He had the possibility to render some service to Krishna in this life.
I u isto vrijeme ja mislim to je stvari jako sretna osoba zato što je imao mogućnost u ovom životu da ponudi službu Krishni.
In the scriptures you hear of many great souls who take many lives to go back to Krishna.
I u spisima možemo vidjeti čuti o velikim puno velikih duša koji su puno života potrošili da se vrate Krishna.
Remember Bharat Maharaj, the emperor who owned the world.
Sjeti se Bharat Maharaja koji je bio car cijelog svijeta.
He had three lives.
Tri života.
Chitraketu, he became Vritrasura.
Chitraketu, on je postao Vritrasura.
And you know, it was cursed to live a life of a demon because of a serious offense.
Bio je prokunut da živi životom demona zbog njegove ozbiljne uvrede.
Yeah. It was not such a serious offense, but it was taken very serious and he was cursed very seriously by Parvati.
Znači, nije bila tako ozbiljna uvreda, ali je bila prihvaćena ozbiljno i onda je bio tako prokunjen od Parvati.
So who says that let us say Maya Milošević, you know, is can go to Krishna in one life.
Znači, ko kaže da Maja Milošević može ići Krišni nazad u jednom životu?
Isn't it? If you think like this?
Zar nije tako, ako tako mislite?
She may practice Krishna consciousness for 15 years.
Ona može prakticirati svjesnost Krišne za 15 godina.
And then continue in her next life.
I nastaviti u svom sljedećem životu.
This happens to such great souls as Bharat Maharaj.
To se događa tako velikim dušama kao što je Bharata Maharaj.
But in Krishna consciousness, or let us say, we live in a special time, and this is very good.
Ali kažemo da u svjesnosti Krishne živimo u jako specijalno vrijeme i to je jako dobro.
We live in a very fallen time.
Mi živimo u jako palom dobu.
Bad for spiritual life.
Jako loše za duhovni život.
And for us special conditions are made.
I za nas su napravljeni posebni uslovi.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made special arrangements.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je napravio specijalne aranžmane.
So if you can manage to just stay in the association of devotees and continue your service, you will go back to Godhead after this lifetime.
I ako samo napraviš na neki način da ostaneš u društvu bhakta i nastaviš sa svojom službom, ti ćeš ići nazad u ovom životu.
Isn't that wonderful?
Zar to nije predivno?
Just stay on board of the boat.
Samo ostani na brodu.
That's not so difficult. I mean, it can't be so difficult if you are determined and if you understand this point.
Znači, to ne može biti toliko teško. Ako si odlučna i ako razumiješ tu poantu,
it can sometimes shake you.
Ponekad se možeš malo prodrmati.
But if you are determined to stay on board, doesn't matter.
Ali ako si odlučna da ostaneš ukrcana, onda nema veze.
You can bind yourself around the hip.
Možeš se vezati oko bokova.
This binding yourself would be the determination to render all the service to Krishna no matter what happens in your life.
To vezivanje je u stvari odlučnost da služimo Krishnu bez obzira što god se dogodilo u našem životu.
Okay. Ali, First the sister, then the brother.
Prvo brat, prvo sestra, pa onda brat.
How to avoid the offenses when the senses are much stronger than the intelligence?
Yeah. Senses will become weaker after some time.
Čula će postati slabija nakon nekog vremena.
I'm just going through my midlife crisis.
Ja baš prolazim kroz moje sredovječne krize.
it's not internally, it's externally.
Nije znači iznutra, nego izvana.
So old Hari.
Ja sam toliko star Hari.
So slabi.
Tako sam slab.
The senses have lost all their power.
Čula se izgubila svu svoju moć.
I'm still trying desperately to make a little yoga here and to go to Pop Livanje and you know, but it's no longer the same.
Znači ja još uvijek očinički pokušavam napraviti malo joge i ići na plivanje, ali nije više isto.
Yes. The energy is gone.
Energija je otišla.
The pearl of my youth has fallen on the ground in the dirt.
Znači biser moje mladosti je pao na na zemlju starosti.
And with that a lot of glupost.
I sa tim je palo i puno gluposti.
So what can I say to you?
Ali šta da kažem tebi?
A boy in his best age, you're not 20, like 20, isn't it?
Ti si, znači, dečko u svojim najboljem dobu, znači, 20 godina.
You should use your energy in Krishna's service.
Trebaš iskoristiti svoju energiju u Krishnoj službi.
Then it will be purified.
A onda ćeš biti pročišćen.
And then this energy won't be your enemy.
I onda ta energija neće biti tvoj neprijatelj.
Use this body in Krishna's service and make it exhausted in Krishna's service.
Iskoristi svoje tijelo u službi Krishne i učini ga iscrpljenim u službi Krishne.
You will feel very good.
Osjećat ćeš se jako dobro.
Isn't it? All the devotees have the experience after a full day of devotional service, when one is a little tired, one feels so blissful.
Znači, stari bhakti imaju iskustvo nakon punog dana u predanom služenju. Osjećate se tako, kada ste malo umorni, osjećate se tako oblaženo.
And now, then you will now come to Daityari. Daityari, give me so much service today that I'm totally exhausted.
I onda danas ću doći Daityari i reći ćemo, Daityari, daj mi toliko puno službe danas da postanem totalno iscrpljen.
Then Daityari will say, oh, so many friends of Krishna ask me this, there's not so much to do.
I onda Daityari će reći, oh, toliko puno prijatelja Krishna su me pitali isto stvar i nema toliko puno što je ostalo da učiniš.
You can't put sand on the floor and then ask you to take it off and again put sand. That wouldn't be good.
Znači ne možemo ostaviti ono pjesak na pod i onda tražiti tebe da to napraviš i onda kada to napraviš, počistiš, onda opet staviti pjesak. To ne bi bilo dobro.
There is something, however, you should think for yourself. What would you like to do for Krishna?
I moraš sam za sebe misliti, šta bih htio napraviti za Krishna?
For instance, you can always distribute literature.
Naprimjer, možeš uvijek dijeliti knjige.
O prasadam.
Ili prasada.
You can make a booth somewhere. Booth? Like a stand. Yes.
Znači, možeš napraviti negdje stand.
Yes. Distribute something from there.
I onda nešto dijeliti odande.
Or you could form special Rijeka Harinam party.
Ili možeš formirati specijalnu Rijeka Harinam party.
Sit in the sun all day and chant the holy name.
I sjediti na suncu cijeli dan i pjevati sveto ime.
There are things which can be done if you are determined.
I znači postoje stvari koje mogu biti učinjene ako si odlučan.
And after some time the intelligence will also, how do you say, the senses will follow the intelligence.
I nakon nekog vremena čula će slijediti inteligenciju.
Now, if you are very attached to some particular glupost.
Ali sad znači ako si jako vezan za neku određenu glupost.
If there's something in your life, the dark spot.
Znači, ako postoji nešto u tom životu, neka crna mrlja.
Where you do not want anyone to look inside, into your life.
Znači, ako ne želiš nikoga da pogleda unutar te To ne mrlje.
What you hide before everyone.
Ono što skrivaš od svih.
My specialni attachment.
Moja specijalna vezanost.
Then you should a little bit meditate about the future of this attachment.
Onda moraš malo meditirati o budućnosti te vezanosti.
All attachments in the material world have a gloomy future.
Znači, sve te vezanosti u materijalnom svijetu imaju tamnu budućnost.
This is the truth of life.
I to je istina života.
Every material attachment has something dark waiting at the end of it.
I svaka materijalna vezanost ima jednu tamu koja čeka na kraju toga.
So you should with your intelligence find out this darkness.
I sa svojom inteligencijom moraš pronaći tu tamu.
And then you will avoid it.
I onda ćeš je izbjeći.
I know for instance someone who is very attached to women.
Ja, na primjer, poznam nekoga koji je jako vezan za žene.
And I try to preach to him. The whole world is attached like this. Not something special. And the whole world is suffering because of it.
I ja mu pokušavam propovijati, nema ništa specijalnog u tome. Cijeli svijet je vezan za to. Nema
but he just
specijalno.
Couldn't see the point. He tried. But he couldn't, honestly, he couldn't understand.
I on je pokušao, ali nije mogao razumjeti point.
Then there was a girl to whom he was particularly attached.
I onda je bila žena za koju je bio specijalno vezan.
And then this girl turned all of a sudden around and turned against him.
I onda ta djevojka se onda preokrenula i postala protiv njega.
He was suffering.
I on je patio.
So, oh, that's the darkness of this attachment.
I onda je vidio, oh, to je tama te vezanosti.
It always happens.
I to se uvijek događa.
In each love song, it is explained like this.
U svakoj ljubavnoj pjesmi je to objašnjeno.
So much pain. So much pain.
I toliko puno boli, i toliko puno boli.
Isn't it?
Da ne?
You came, and then you left me.
I ti si došla, i ona si me napustila.
And now I feel like a star which has fallen on the ground.
I sad se sjećam kao zvijezda koja je pala na zemlju.
No light any longer.
Nema više svjetla.
Turns, you know. And he first had to, you know, so that is always happening, but the world is so attached, they cannot see, although they see.
Znači to se stalno događa, ali svijet je toliko vezan da ne mogu vidjeti čak i ako vide.
They think it will not happen to me.
I misle, a to se neće dogoditi meni.
But in every relationship which is based on attachment, after some time, it turns sour. Clack!
Ali svaki odnos koji je vezan, koji je baziran na vezanosti, se nakon nekog vremena okrene i postane gorak.
Then immediately suffering is there.
I onda odmah patnju je tamo.
So it's like this with every attachment, Hari.
I to je tako sa svakom vezanošću, Hari.
There's always Maya always has built some pain inside.
Maya je uvijek ugradila neku bol unutra.
Because we are not meant to be attached. We are meant to become attached to Krishna.
Znači, mi nismo namijenjeni da budemo vezani, nego smo namijenjeni da budemo vezani za Krishnu.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Our singer, you have learned singing, opera singing? No, just it came naturally. Very nice.
Ovako, kada imamo osjetimo sve nepromašljeno u sebi i uplašimo se, zato u biti trebamo promijeniti sebe i stavimo taj štip. I u biti taj korak je na nama. I sad šta treba napraviti? Kako to krenuti?
So when we see all these dirty things inside, we become afraid and then we put something like
a wall.
Yeah. Like a wall. So what to do in this? How to make this step? All right. Like a shield.
Yeah, and after some time, they come. The dirty things break down the shield.
I onda nakon nekog vremena te prljave stvari dođu i razbiju taj štit.
Yes.
Da.
No answer.
Nema odgovora.
Were you there in yesterday's lecture, yesterday morning's lecture? There we said the Freudian way of dealing with it, and we said, no, in Krishna consciousness we can purify these dirty things.
Znači, tamo smo rekli na fredovski način kako da djelujemo sa tim i rekli smo ne, postoji znači, svjestan Krišne način kako da djelujemo sa tim stvarima.
So, this may sometimes require that you become aware of certain things.
Znači, i ponekad je potrebno da postanemo svjesni nekih određenih stvari.
If you always ignore certain sides in you,
ako uvijek ignoriraš te znakove, određene znakove u sebi,
they develop a mechanism of their own to bring you to fall.
I oni razviju mehanizam na svoj vlastiti način da te dovedu da padneš.
So, by becoming, I usually recommend devotees like this, they should become aware of where they are in devotional service.
Znači, ja obično preporučim baktama da oni moraju postati svjesni gdje su oni u predanom služenju.
They should know their anatas.
Moraju poznavati svoje nečistoće.
And then do something against them.
I onda učiniti nešto protiv njih.
But if you just make this wall or shield, and you do not consciously purify yourself, then it may sometimes, an accident may happen. They may attack you from an unseen area.
Znači, ako napraviš taj štit ili zid oko sebe, onda će te oni napadati i mogu te napasti sa nevidljive točke. Ako ne napraviš ništa da ih pročistiš.
What you could do is the following.
Ono što možeš učiniti je sljedeće.
You write down everything what you want.
Napiši dole na papir sve što želiš.
Also the foolish things.
Isto tako sve budalaste stvari.
I want to make a record.
Ja želim napraviti ploču.
I mean, maybe that's not so foolish. I'm just saying, I want to go and see Alaska.
Znači, to može nije tako budala se, samo navodim. Želim vidjeti Aljasku.
I want to be initiated.
Želim biti inicirana.
First and second.
Prvo i drugo.
I want to also sometimes eat a pizza.
Ja isto tako ponekad želim jesti pizzu.
I want to distribute many books for Krishna.
Želim podijeliti puno knjiga za Krishna.
I want to do theater for Krishna.
Želim napraviti teatar za Krishna.
You write everything down, just brainstorm.
Samo tu moždanu oluju napišeš dole.
You don't need to show it to anyone.
I ne treba nikom da je pokažeš.
Maybe you will feel like burning this after some time.
I možeš se nakon nekog vremena osjećati da to želiš spaliti.
Now, this is the first step, but now the more important step comes.
Znači, to je prvi korak, ali onda dolazi još jedan važniji korak.
What do you really want?
Ono što zaista želiš.
And you will find that maybe the desire to go to Alaska is not so important for you.
I onda ćeš možda naći da želja da odeš na Aljasku nije tako važna za tebe.
And you may find that actually, if you're really honest with yourself, yes, you really would like to do some important service for Krishna.
I onda ćeš vidjeti, ako si stvarno iskrena sa samim sobom, da želiš napraviti neku stvarno važnu službu za Krishna.
Important not in the sense that everyone says, oh, you did so well, but important that Krishna recognizes you.
Znači, važno ne u smislu da svi prepoznaju, o, ti si napravila tako dobro, nego važno u smislu da te Krishna prepozna.
So by doing this, a little inventory, so to say.
Znači, radeći tu malu invenciju.
And then separating what is really important from that what is not so important.
Znači, radeći tu inventuru, možeš napraviti, odijeliti šta je važno i šta nije toliko važno.
You have two benefits.
Imaš dvije dobrobiti.
The positive benefit is, yes, you can fix yourself on your real desires.
Pozitivno je da možeš ufiksirati sebe na svoje prave želje.
And the secondary benefit is that you get to know your anatas.
A sekundarna je da možeš upoznati svoje anarte.
And then you can work at them.
I onda možeš djelovati na njima.
Interesting process, isn't it?
Zanimljiv proces, zar ne?
It really works.
I zaista djeluje.
Please try it.
Molim te probaj.
You know, when no one looks over your shoulder.
Niko, kada niko ne gleda preko tvog ramena.
What is she writing down?
Šta to ona piše dole?
You must feel very free.
Moraš se osjećati jako slobodno.
But if you let these desires, you know, just linger.
Ako ostaviš te želje samo da onako plutaju.
They may be like sharks in the atria.
Mogu biti kao morski psi u moru.
Yeah, they are. On the ground.
Oni su dole na dnu.
Someone is start doing some flip on
I neko počne plivati.
And all of a sudden they come rush and take a whole leg.
I onda odmah dođe do dola I zgrabe cijelu nogu.
Sharks in the atria.
Morski psi u Jadranskom moru.
They grow and grow. Become bigger and bigger.
Rastu I rastu, postoji sve veći I veći.
Four times as big as you are.
Četiri puta veći nego što si ti.
Then they are really dangerous.
E onda su stvarno opasni.
So better you deal with them when they are small.
I onda bolje da djeluješ sa njima kada su mali.
This will be the last question.
Će ovo biti zadnje pitanje?
So that you can. Prabhupada says this.
How Krishna feels that what is happening to his manager to see that reactions?
Možeš prevesti?
Rečeno je da jedan razlog zašto Bhakti odlaze je greška menadžera I pitanje je kako Krishna to vidi I da li taj menadžer dobio reakciju.
Well, I was afraid of this question.
Ja sam se bojao ovog pitanja.
First thing you have to understand is not easy to be a manager in ISKCON.
Prvo stvar moraš razumjeti da nije lako biti menadžer u ISKCON-u.
I pay my obeisances from all the 10 directions to our managers.
Ja odajem svoje poštovanje sa svih 10 I svih 10 pravaca menadžerima.
So you know to somehow engage everyone. It's difficult.
I na neki način angažirati svakoga je jako teško.
And sometimes it's really impossible.
I ponekad je stvarno nemoguće.
Because sometimes it's not really not possible to find the best engagement.
Jer ponekad stvarno nije moguće pronaći najbolji aranžman.
Sometimes a devotee may not even want to be fully engaged.
Ponekad bhakte čak niti ne žele biti potpuno angažirani.
That is often the case.
I to je često slučaj.
Sometimes the society may not yet be so developed to engage all kinds of men.
I ponekad društvo nije dovoljno razvijeno da može angažirati sve vrste ljudi.
For instance, how would you deal with someone who says, I want to make politics for Krishna? I mean, no politics in I want to enter the political field and give inspirations to, how would you train him to be able to be there?
Znači, zamisli da ti neko dođe I kaže ti, ja želim biti političar za Krišnu, I kako bi ga ti trenirala da ti tako dođe neko?
So, I feel it would be unfair to say, okay, someone left, this is because of the fault of the 50% is the manager's fault.
Znači, ja bi, ne bi volio reći da ako neko otišao je, 50% je greška menadžera.
But, yes, sometimes this is the case.
Ali da, to je ponekad slučaj.
How Krishna feels about it?
Kako se Krishna osjeća zbog toga?
I think very sorry.
Ja mislim, jako mu je žao.
But now don't turn about against the Ljubljana temple president, Nandimukhi.
Ali, Nandimukhi, nemoj se okrenuti sada protiv temple predsjednika u Ljubljani.
Oh, he left, and he left, and she left. It's 50% your fault. Sachinanda Swami, let go.
I onda je, moraš reći da je i on je otišao, i on je, ona je otišla, i sad će nadam s vam i je rekao, to je tvoja greška.
You have to engage other devotees, yeah. Yes, you should be very responsible.
Znači, ona je rekla da ona pita zbog sebe, zato što ona ima neka takvu odgovornost, i on kaže da mora biti jako odgovorna.
You must engage everyone to his full. You must find out what do they like to do for Krishna.
Moraš svakoga angažirati i moraš saznati što oni vole raditi za Krishna.
And engage them and encourage them.
I angažirati ih i ohrabriti.
And help them that they do their service nice.
I pomoći im da rade svoju službu lijepo.
So thank you all very much.
Znači, svima hvala jako puno.
It was again a very fantastic time in Rijeka.
I opet je bilo fantastično vrijeme u Rijeci.
Prasadam was also very good.
Prasadam isto tako bio jako dobar.
The association.
Društvo.
Nice preaching.
Prekrasno propovjedanje.
Good Harina.
Dobar Harina.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Go Nitai ki.
Jai.
Go the Premanandi.
Jai.
Dvaj Greja Srila Sachinana Maharaja ki.
Jai.